Please stand now. The opening hymn is 324. Celebration this morning of the Holy Eucharist, Rite 2, begins on page 355 of the Red Prayer Book. Page 355, as we remain standing for a little bit. At the top of the page, blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be your kingdom, now and forever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts this morning by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
be with you now.
And also with you.
Thank you. As we remain standing, let us pray the collect for this morning, the last Sunday after the day of Pentecost, the contemporary version on one of the bulletin inserts. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of kings and Lord of lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I'd like to invite everybody involved with Sunday school now to follow Patty down the hallway. Or if you'd really like to go to Sunday school, there's your chance. Whether your hair is brushed or not, that way. And the rest of us will be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from Samuel. Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of man whom God exalted, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the favored of the strong one of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. This word is upon my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, one who rules over people justly, ruling in the fear of God, is like the light of morning, like the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaming from the rain on the grassy land. It is not my house like this. Is not my house like this with God? For he has made me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. Will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? But the godless are all like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be picked up with the hand. To touch them, one uses an iron bar or the shaft of a spear, and they are entirely consumed in fire on the spot. The word of the Lord.
For him, his crown. will shine.
Please remain seated now for the apocalypse.
The second reading this morning comes from the Revelation to John. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hymn 616.
Fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. So you are a king? Jesus answered. You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you.
Please be seated if possible. I came in about 9 o'clock last night from the village of Beaver, where I had been for several days. It's fairly cold over there, 50, 60 below or so. And at various times while I was there, and there wasn't a whole lot going on outside in those temperatures, at various times while I was there and as I was walking around in the day and in the night, and there's a lot of night, not much day, at various times I would go stand on the bank, not much snow still, but that much snow over there. I go stand on the bank and look south, look at the river and the island and the spruce and the mountains over there. Stand there at night and say prayers. Said prayers there Friday night at midnight, Compline. Stand there in the dark on the bank next to the what I call the church office, the picnic table on the bank. And say prayers there at night. Now, if you haven't been to a rural village recently, villages are pretty uptown these days. We got streetlights. Didn't used to have streetlights, but we got streetlights now. But there ain't that many streetlights. There's just a few scattered there along the bank. And you stand on the bank and you look south at night. If you haven't done it, Jenny Marie has. You're staring into pretty much darkness. The light from those street lights only go that far. After that, it's all dark. It's all dark. There's a little bit of moon hanging up over the trees, not very high. And in 50, 60 below weather, even the stars look far away and cold. Just a little bit of moonlight over there. And all the rest is darkness. You stand there on the bank to say prayers from 3 on in the afternoon. You're just staring in the darkness and can't see a thing out there. Just staring into the darkness. Not able to see a thing out there. And as I stood there Friday night and Saturday night, kind of like this, except wearing a whole lot less clothes, or a lot more clothes. One thing, I can move around today. I can move around and all that stuff yesterday. Wearing a whole lot more clothes. Stand there like this on the bank, staring into the darkness. One of the things I knew as I was standing in the darkness, not able even to see those bars out on the side of the main channel, because it's that dark. One of the things I knew was there's wolves moving around out there. Because the wolves are moving up the river. And there's... They could see from the tracks, they stay right on the edge in the darkness, not coming into the daylight. That I, even though I'm standing there and I can't see anything, there's wolves moving up the river right out there. Wolves moving. If I was ambitious and younger and energetic, I could have gone down in the daylight, and such as it was, the daylight, and I could have seen the tracks just moving there. Not very far away from the village as they circle around there to try to come back in to get the dogs on the edge of town. Anybody that's lived in a rural village knows that there's more to wolves aren't, oh, happy, friendly little creatures that live in the woods that we all, that there's a danger going on with those wolves, and they're moving around out there right in the darkness. And they were there while I was standing there. Couldn't see them, couldn't hear them, but they were moving. Be sober, be watchful. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Firm in your faith, warns Peter in his letter. There are dangers in the unknown. There's dangers in that darkness you can't see. There are wolves out there moving around. What's moving around out there in that darkness that we can't see? Stand there on the bank and stare into the unknown is to stare into the future, and there's darkness
and there's dangers out there, what else be out there that we can't see moving around in that darkness? Pilate, in the penultimate climax here of the Gospel of John that Bella read a minute ago, in these moments before the cross, Pilate just trying to get through his day on the edge of the cross, looks at the Lord Christ in front of him and says, "Who are you? What's going on? What have you done?" And even so, you and I stand there with Pilate. "Who are you?" we say into the darkness. "Who are you? What are you doing? What have you done?" We stand there with Pilate at times in our lives, staring into the darkness. "What are you doing? What have you done? Who are you? Are you a king?" And in the silence, the Lord Christ looks at Pilate, looks at you, looks at I, and says in the Greek of the Gospel of John, "Basileia, houtos kosmos, basileias, houtos kosmos. My kingdom is not of this world. Basileia, houtos kosmos. My kingdom is not of this world." Which is to say, there are other worlds. "My kingdom is not from here." Which is to say, there's a there, not here. Basileia, houtos kosmos. My kingdom is not of this world. And just to hear it in the Greek, you can begin to feel it in your spirit when I say those words. My kingdom is not of this world. Basileia, houtos kosmos. If not of this world, then there are other worlds. And what lies out there in the darkness, unseen? Unseen? Basileia, houtos kosmos. My kingdom is not of this world. This Sunday is the last Sunday of the church year. This is New Year's Eve.
Yeah!
Once upon a time, a million years ago, just to personally reflect, I was standing on that same bank in Beaver this coming Saturday night as the church year comes to an end, and I felt the whole universe shift, you see, as the year came to an end and the new beginning came. Remember, I went down to Tanano that next week and somebody said, "Did you feel that?" And I said, "Yeah." Basileus, houtos, kosmos. My kingdom is not of this world. This is the last Sunday of the church year. This coming Saturday night, the Spirit shuts the door on this year. So how's your year been since last Thanksgiving? How's your year been? That's the question that gets asked this Sunday. Basileia, houtos, kosmos. How's your year been? Somebody at the 9 o'clock service, who in the last year has gotten married and had kids, is going, "Wow, what a year I had! Wow, yeah, that was a year, wow!" Somebody at an earlier service dissolved into tears. How's your year been? And so now look at David in the first reading. Poor David, whose history we kind of covered back this fall. I guess we were having all these lessons from David. And even if you don't remember them, you can go back and read Samuel when you go home this afternoon or whatever, and at least take it this far. I mean, if you don't want to go read all that stuff, that maybe David went from following sheep on the back 40 to the greatest king that God had, that Israel had ever known. But trust me on this, if you don't want to read it, if you think your family's a mess, it's nothing compared to what David's family's like. It's nothing compared to what David's family's like. You got all kinds of things. Some of them we can't even talk about in church because we don't talk about that kind of stuff. What is going on in David's family, including his son trying to kill him and various affairs and adultery. It's a real mess going on in David's family. Believe me, it's a real mess. And yet, here we have the last words of David as he's dying. That's what this reading is. David is dying now. And he looks back on his life, and in his last words, in his prayer, he talks about how ordered and secure his life has been. That there's an order and a pattern to his life that makes sense. He looks back on his life and all the mess, and it's a wonderful mess. He looks back at all the mess and realizes God keeps his promises. That God has kept his promise, and as messed up as his life has been, there's an order to it. In several weeks, we'll be singing Advent songs. O come thou wisdom from on high, who orderest all things mightily. My kingdom is not of this world. Basileia houtos kosmos. But whether you be laughing and giggling like my friend that got married, or whether you be weeping inside because of the tears, is an order and pattern in life. And God keeps his promises. And the gift of Christmas, the gift of the incarnation that we celebrate at Christmas, is that other world, my kingdom is not of this world, that other world, and we're not talking about the far side of the moon, that world comes to this world. The songs and angels and wise men and Christmas trees and wonder and delight and the gift of the Lord. That through this dark world with its dangers and wolves, there is a way. The one who said, I am the way to that other world. Basileia houtos kosmos. That there be dangers and wolves moving around out in that darkness. But there is also indescribable wonder. And the song of children. So what do you do in Beaver City when it's 50, 60 below and there's wolves moving around and it's dark and it's cold and you can die if you go outside? Well, what you do in Beaver City, because that's the reason I went over there, is what we did in Beaver City because it was 50, 60, 70 below and it was too cold to go outside. What we did was we had birthday parties. And we all gathered around in multiple houses and ate more turkey than anybody should try to eat the week before Thanksgiving. And we had moosehead soup and we had birthday cakes and we fed every kid in the world with a whole lot of sugar and then threw them all into a small space and watched them explode and their parents go nuts. And we just had birthday parties because for some odd reason there's four birthdays in Beaver little kids all last week. So we just had multiple birthday parties, and even though it's 50, 60, 70 below, and maybe there's wolves outside in that darkness, by golly, we're here in the light, and we're eating cake, and we're singing happy birthday, because that'll show each one of those kids that they're loved, and they can count on us, and they can count on you, because we are all in this together. Basileia houtos kosmos, my kingdom is not of this world, and neither are you. through the gift of baptism. And neither am I. And all we're engaged in this morning. We don't have cake. But we got some bread. We got some wine. We may not sing happy birthday, but we're just having a party to remember that each of us is loved and just as special. Amen. So I invite you to stand as we continue with the Nicene Creed, page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit,
he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man.
For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are Form 1, page 383. Let us pray.
With all our hearts, with all our minds, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above, for the loving kindness of God, and for the salvation of our souls, let us praise the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all peoples, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our assisting bishop, for the search for our next bishop, and for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our president, for the leaders of the nations, and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, for every city and community, and for those who live in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the good earth which God has given us, and for the wisdom and will to conserve it, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel on land, on water, in the air, or through outer space, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the aged and infirm, for the widowed and orphans, and for the sick and the suffering, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In our prayers of intercession this morning, we remember St. Matthew's Beaver, St. Andrew's, Stephen Village, the Village of Rampart, St. Jude's North Pole, St. Mark's Manana, St. Jude's Anglican, Deep Lake, British Columbia, the Anglican Church in Aotearoa, New Zealand and Polynesia, the Native people in the Diocese of Los Angeles. We also give our thanks for those whose baptismal anniversary at St. Matthew's is this day. In our parish intercessions, we remember Lona, Berkman, Effie, Isaac, Kristen, Arnold, Howard, Audrey, Linda, Carol, Beverly, Robert, Timothy, Alvin, Lisa, Alice, Dan, Fred, Hannah, Arthur, Elmaline, Sharon, Mary, Richard, Maggie, Vince, Bentley, Beau, Heather, Mona, Kara, and Bill. We remember Lila, John, Catherine, Phyllis, Joan, James, Kathy, Byron, Norma, Frank, Rita, Rodney, Diane, Marta, Carol, and Al. We pray for those traveling, for those in recovery, all those serving overseas and their families, our family in Denali Center, the Pioneer Home, the Correctional Center, and other homes and programs, and all those family. We pray also for those names that we add now, either aloud or in our hearts. For all these things, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor and the oppressed, for the unemployed and the destitute, for prisoners and captives, and for all who remember and care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died in the hope of the resurrection, remembering especially Dale, Don, and Henry, and for all who departed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For deliverance from all danger, violence, oppression, and degradation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the absolution and remission of our sins and offenses, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may end our lives in faith and hope, without suffering and without reproach, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Defend us, deliver us, and in thy compassion protect us, O Lord, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
In the communion of all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord our God. Even as we have confessed, Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Everyone gets to arise. That's the gospel. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Fine. Turn off the sound so far.
Peace with you. Peace with you, Rich.
If we're all vaguely peaceful, we can begin doing announcements before it gets dark again. Helen Howard is on the vestry. She's going to begin doing the announcements.
The announcements actually are all in the bulletin, but there's so many of them I might go through and find out some things. Specifically, this afternoon at 3 o'clock we're going to have a performance right here in the church. And it's going to be all kinds of, it's a talent show basically, and I hope that you will all come. And it's just a lot of fun. It's called Music and Magic, and I'm not sure if there's any magic this year, but we have had magic in the past. It's all magic, somebody
said. It's all magic. It's a magical afternoon.
And a good way to spend a whole afternoon. And then the endowment board has got their sales in the back, and they'll have that next Sunday as well as this Sunday. Today is St. Matthew's December newsletter deadline. The editor will be leaving town, so we need to get things moving. So if you've got something to add, I don't know if it can still be added today, but I'm assuming
yes.
It's all been that or whatever. And then the health ministry tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the meets in the library. There's no choir practice this week, so we're not inviting people to join us, but at other times, anybody who feels that they would enjoy singing with us is welcome to choir practice. There will be a Thanksgiving Eve service here at 7 p.m., and also apparently now there will be one the Fairbanks Lutheran Church as well, a community one. And also, Father Scott said, some people really like to go to Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day, to church on Thanksgiving Day, and at 11 o'clock there will also be a service here. St. Matthew's Youth Group will be meeting in the parish hall 4 to 6 after the Dancing in the Spirit on Saturday. And then, as I said, the Health Ministry. And the congratulations, we've reached 1,171.5 miles so far to get towards Bethlehem on our health ministry journey to Bethlehem. And we have to turn our miles, which I don't think I've gotten very many weeks to do. And then keep Saturday the 25th in mind. We're going to have selling beadwork crafts and seized candy.
December 5th. 2 weeks.
Yeah, in the parish hall from 9 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And there's an awful lot going on in town that day as well. And so thank you for the food, £163 for the food bank food card.
Thank you. Let me underline two things. There is a Thanksgiving Day covered dish. Thanks. This Thursday at 2 o'clock-ish. Just in the last week, I ran into three different people. This can be a hard time of year for folks. Who more or less said, on Thanksgiving, I'm just going to sit at home and be alone and be sad. And I'll be sad till New Year's, and then I'll come out of it. People have a lot of hard memories. And in any case, and they didn't know there's a covered dish here. I don't have anybody to eat with. I'm just going to sit home and be sad. Anyway, I said there's a covered dish, so people will be coming. Some years we've had 15 people, and that was okay. Some years we had 150 people, and that was a little bit of a shock. So to give us some sense of, if you think you might be coming or would like to bring something with you or to donate, there's a sign-up sheet back there in the parish hall. Just to give us some sense of whether we're looking at a dozen or 150. Next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, just kind of to warn you. It's a new beginning. And right when our heads are starting to go, oh my gosh, there's only 3 weeks to Christmas, I got to do this, I got to do that, and oh gosh, as the world starts rushing up, and as our heads start rushing up, it's going to slow down in here. So just to warn you, oh God, will it be longer than normal? No, it's going to be slow. Things are going to be slow in here. Okay, just to warn. Any other announcements?
Yeah, I got one. Barefoot, the bluegrass band Barefoot is going to be playing tonight at Davis Concert Hall at 7 o'clock.
Right, Bill Mickelson's son's band is playing out at the university this afternoon.
Oh. I know. I had mentioned last week that we're doing the Adopt a Family program again, where we'll have the Christmas tree meeting next Sunday because it comes with Advent, the green tree up, and there will be paper ornaments on there identifying the needs and humble wants of three families. One is the family from church that we always help, and then two families from Love Inc., and now I have descriptions of them. One is an 87-year-old lady who lives alone, and another is a mom and dad and three children. So it's not a lot of money to celebrate Christmas, so I want to show you what I got. The 5-year-old in that family, she loves cats. So this is the first gift. I got this for a doll and an auction. She loves cats. So I'm going to put this in Hillary's office. And, but I think next week you ought to be able to read the items on the screen. Yeah, second thing I want to announce is I'm a sweet Evelyn, as some of you know. And we have a wonderful Christmas performance at Alaskaland in the Pioneer Park Theater. And I don't know if people are aware that we actually sing sacred music, which is rare in public performances anymore. So we have, first half of the program is secular, just not thrown in the open fire. And then we have intermission, and then the entire second half is sacred music. And it's Friday night, two Fridays from now. It's the first weekend of December. And so it's Friday in the evening, it's Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And what I tell people is, if you go to the gingerbread contest, you know, at Carlson Center, that closes at 4 on Saturday, so if you leave there early, then you can come over and hear us. I do have tickets if you want information, and they're very reasonable. And I have decided that for every ticket I sell there at St. Matthew's, I'm going to donate a can of Spam. So,
it's a smorgasbord of announcements. All right, any other announcements? Belle Jean's got an announcement.
Okay. This is in regards to the dancing on Saturday, you know. And actually, 2 to 3 is the dancing part, and that's for the kids, but everybody's invited, you know, to learn how to dance. And 3 to 4 is they teach to play the guitar and fiddle. And everybody's invited to that one, too. And also at 4 to 6 is the youth program. So if you have any kids that's 11 years old and older, you know, please bring them by and then pick them up at 6 o'clock.
Okay,
y'all will come and join us for that. We have fun.
Okay. All right. Bonnie.
Next Sunday, the 29th, the Sunday of Advent, at the parental meeting in the church library after the service.
Okay. Yeah.
Where was I?
Chicago. You're in Chicago.
I didn't go down for that, but anyway, the Episcopal Church brought all the committee members together, and we have our meeting and prioritize what we think needs to be done. Anyway, Scott just mentioned it 3 weeks until Christmas. Mm. And I had a lot of time. Anyway, since people think we're getting too old to go out to the village, I'm looking for volunteers who would like to help out in the village and have Christmas service if you're interested. I'm not looking for clergy. We just don't have that many clergy anymore to send out. So whoever's interested in going out to the village to have service.
Eat birthday cake. Once wolves. You young people.
Been around for a long time in the village, you know, but it's needed. So anyway, you're welcome to go. Just let me know. Thank you.
And there's more. The diocese has come out with a big news letter. And if you want, there's copies there. Okay. Any visitors or newcomers that would like to introduce themselves? Okay. Nobody. Are there birthdays or anniversaries? Whoa. Whoa.
All of them are young.
Whoa. Okay, because some of us might be spacey. Let's do first names of who we're going to pray for.
Ray and Julian, this is our anniversary.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Jeremiah, just turned 2, in Virginia.
Jeremiah in Virginia.
For my granddaughter Alexandra today, and my son Will.
For Alexander and Will.
And this is for Brenda.
For Brenda.
Birthday.
For birthday. So we'll throw Ray and Julia into the birthday prayer. And so pray for everybody from Ray and Julia to Brenda. And we'll use the prayer on page 830, prayer 50. Oh God, Our times are in your hands. Look for favor, we pray, on your servants, Ray and Julia, Jeremiah, Alex, Will, Brenda, as they all begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace. Strengthen their trust in your goodness all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, of wonder and delight in the season of thanksgiving, thank you for the gift of all those for whom we've prayed, whom you wrap in your love and fill with the light of your presence. Let the songs of angels sing them to sleep each night with good dreams. Let the light of your love be there to welcome them and to lead them forth into new adventures this year. In your name we do pray, Lord Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday anniversary. If there are any other announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, remember the words of our Lord. It's more blessed to give than to receive. The choir is about to sing. Thanksgiving, page 361. But as we continue, I invite you to find the yellow inserts in the bulletin, those of you that can find them. In this last week of the church year, in this week of Thanksgiving, the future is not unknown. The future looks like the names on the sheet. these being all those who were baptized here in the last year. And so we begin the prayer by saying thanks for them. I'll read the first name, and then Rosalind through the choir, through the congregation, and back up. We're just doing the first name and the middle name. So, Father, we give you thanks as this year comes to an end for the gift of Cassidy Lynn,
Gannon Carmen,
Wesley Ryan,
Zachary Thomas,
Alexander Robert,
Tia Violet,
Brian Rudy,
Madison Amelia May,
James Fletton,
Walter Edwards, Quaidu Benjamin,
Donovan Arthur Paul, Clayton Matthews,
Jesse Allen,
Jesse Lloyd, Fraser Allen,
Christopher Ray,
Daphne Nicole,
Polly Tracia,
Echo Yuna Nori,
Ashton Phillips,
Natalie Jeanette,
Mateo Tavi, Anika Tommy, Leah Eileen, Rihanna Sherry, Brian James,
Dawn Jane,
Julius Dakota,
Aubrey Allison Cole,
Heather Ray Brandy, Victoria Rose,
Helen Pantonio, Caleb Xavier Abraham, Malaya Susan,
Helga Antonio,
Elijah Mara Weekly,
Michaela Ryan,
Mamie Rose, Casey Rose,
Kimmy Josephine,
Kaden Roy,
Evan Wilfred John,
Tree Logan,
Angel Lee,
Aaron Benjamin Victoria, Joseph Lee.
Elizabeth?
Gabrielle.
Mm.
Victoria
Rose. Marcus Chief.
For the gift of all of them. The Lord be with you now. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices now with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven, who forever are singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. As the prayer continues, now you may sit or kneel if you wish, or remain standing, whatever helps you to pray.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and became the subject of evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only eternal Son, to share in our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to bring us back to you, the God, the Father of all. He outstretched his arms on the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night that he was handed over suffering death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which was given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which was shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father. In this sacrifice and praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink, and new unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and in peace. And on the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, and as Bella Jean leads us first in her language.
Amen.
We are bold to pray with her, saying, "Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
Of God for you. For her also, the gifts of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you. And feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the Lord's feast. He invites all to come and share. No one is turned away. We have the honor of being your servants. Servants, he lasts. We invite the front pews to come forward first to receive.
Thank you.
page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. You fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage
to love and serve you with kindness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord.
Basileia, Putos, Cosmos, my kingdom is not of this world. Basileia, Antiophon, Antiophon, my kingdom is not from here. Neither are you. Not from this kingdom of death and darkness, but another country filled with light, birthday cakes, good soup, the laughter of friends and each other, the songs of Easter and Christmas. Not for nothing is the last action of baptism the giving of a lit candle. Light. The peace of God, which passes all understanding in the darkness of this world. Keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father who created us all, the Son who loves us, the Spirit that binds us together, seen and unseen, be with us and remain with us always. Amen. Amen. Hymn 494.
Thank you.
go in peace. Without the spirit of the Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.